This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here in the Real Time. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL. Is that my ears? Yeah. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As you can hear, what's his name? Kermit is still wrapped around my vocal cords. There's little kids in the car. Not that Kermit. Although, I don't even think they know what Kermit is anymore, right? I think Sesame Street's yesterday's news. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, and you can watch live as soon as I turn on. You can listen live. You can be part of the process, part of making things better. A lot of stuff going on today. A lot of crazy stuff going on today. And I am so tired of hearing Russia, Russia, Russia. And it's not just me. Seriously. The poll that recently came out showed that half, ready for this? Half of 1% care about Russia. Care about, at this point, care, because there's been so many of those moments, so many of those fake gotcha moments. Right? That people just aren't excited about it anymore. And I don't mean excited like, oh boy, we're going to find out something about Trump today. It's just like, there's nothing there. There has been nothing there. There's nothing there. Matter of fact, if the Dems don't watch it, they might find out there's a lot there that have to do with their side. You know, Xander Gibb will join us after the break. And I'm sure he's got a boatload to say. He's going to teach us what it's like or how to get banned from Twitter and Facebook and all kinds of places. Now, some of you went nuts last. Yeah, was it last night or the night before? Apparently, Trump said that he would take the guns and then it would be due process later. Now, I don't know what he said. I don't get in his head, right? I don't even pretend to get in his head, because some things he does, I am fully on board with. Some things he does, I've got like, where did that come from? Right? But I've got to say to you, and I've said it on the show a dozen times already, the that fella, that animal, that young animal. The police went to his house. I think I can't get a right number. It's 37, 38, 39 times, whatever. How about, why wait that many? After the 30th time, he calls the report himself. He wants to be the best school shooter known to mankind. Are you guys telling me? Are you guys in the right actually going to tell me that there should have been no kind of intervention? That we should have grabbed his guns maybe for 5 days. I don't know. Put him on a 72-day hold, a 72, what is it, hour hold. Then put him through due process. Come up with some kind of way to be able to check these people out. It was almost like he's taunting the police. Look, I'm on a school board, and I see some things people write, and I see some stupid stuff that some of these young punks write because they want to be cool. They think it's cool. They think it's funny. They're just idiots. But when you've got somebody going on and on and on about how they want to be the next big shooter, if you would, they want to be the next big name, the next big person when it comes to doing this kind of thing on the in the schools, we've got to be able to do something to save these kids. Now, I don't know if the president was talking broad brush that that's what you do with everybody. We go grab everybody's guns and then we'll give them due process. You grab the guns of a person that commits a crime and then we'll give them due process. Right? I don't know. He's going to have to clarify himself. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Do I have time to pull this off? Yeah, maybe. The activists at the University of Chicago use a picture of Trump to try to can a business class. We don't need any more business classes. Right. Well, they don't, because they'll live off the government. Won't be a big deal, right? A new activist campaign at the University of Chicago is using images of three business brothers, including President Trump, to make a case against business economics as a major on campus, which shows you they have no clue how they got to college. Daddy and mommy paid for that, in most cases, right? They don't understand capitalism. They want to be socialist. They're in the wrong country. Now, according to images obtained by Campus Reform, one of the several posters said to be widely distributed throughout the school argues that we don't need more business classes and include three large images of Trump, James Crane, yeah, right, I remember him, and Martin Shkreli, yeah, whatever. Underneath the pictures, the flyers urge students to tell faculty council no on the business major. The controversial. Now, here's the thing. Why wouldn't you want a business class taught on a college? Why wouldn't you give somebody the opportunity, the option, the right to decide for themselves what they want? Seriously. That's true fascism, people. I'm Joe Bastien, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Jamie Gibb joins me after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, Text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is an infringement on our civil rights, and I think long term we have to.
They don't care. We're going in.
No.
Right.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came
back
in from somewhere in the back.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being... This is not the softer, kindler Joe. Kindler? Kinder. Gentler? Gentler, kinder in one word. Yeah, it didn't work. Anyhow. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him on. Maybe he can help save my voice. Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every week. Always a pleasure to have him from across the pond, as they used to say. Right? I mean,
what yes, do you call... good evening, my old mate. How are you doing?
What do you guys call us over there? Come on, just you and me, tell me. What do they call us?
They refer to Americans as Yanks. So I just never know how to respond to that.
Well, wait a minute. They refer to me as a Yank in,
yeah,
when I'm in the South.
You're Yankee.
Yankee.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, not Yankee. It's just Yank in England. If you're American, then you're a Yank.
Well, now, is that derogatory?
I don't know. It depends what it's preceded by.
Oh, all right. So you have done it again, apparently. You have tweaked somebody over Twitter. But, I mean, we're all going down that road, so we must have... You know what? Here's my attitude at this point. You know they're going to get you, so you might as well get them first. What do you think?
I don't know, because, you know, it's well known that I'm a little naughty on Twitter sometimes. I kind of
turn
things around.
You're supposed to be honest. Okay.
Come on, I'm trying to be PC. and so the tweet they banned me for, I want to read it to you because this is just so ridiculous. You know, no threats, nothing bad. I put, so all one has to do to get a blue check on Twitter is trash talk responsible gun owners while being paid by CNN and the DNC to stooge and read script. The sigh. Like, no threat, nothing bad, no swearing, no cursing, no nothing.
Wow.
And because there's this real attitude on Twitter right now that if you say anything about those kids that survived, you know, first of all, it's terrible that those kids got shot at that high school shooting in Florida, but how many survivors of shooting, you know, end up becoming spokespeople within 2 minutes and get a Twitter blue check right away? And the word check kind of springs to mind because I want to know who's paying these people.
No, that was pretty fat. You're right. I mean, it took us a while to get a check on my name, right?
I don't even know if we have
one. No, we still don't have one. That's right. We only got one on Facebook. Yeah, we didn't get one yet. Because somehow I can't prove on me even when I send them a license.
Yeah.
You know?
No, absolutely.
It's just amazing. But so you've been banned indefinitely. That means it's like...
Yeah, you don't have any blue checks.
I don't.
Forever.
I'm not blue.
Forever.
Apparently, I'm not checked or something. Whatever.
No. No, you're anyway. Not. And they're very stingy when it comes to giving blue checks to conservatives. But the statement they issued me and said your account has been suspended will not be restored because it was found to be violating Twitter's terms of service, specifically the Twitter rules against hateful conduct. It is against our rules to promote violence against or directly attack or threaten other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or disease. Liberal is not a disease, apparently. Additionally, if we determine that the primary purpose of an account is to incite harm towards others on the basis of these categories, that account may be suspended without prior warning. So why is Chelsea Handler still on there? Why is Anna Navarro still on there? Why is Joyanne Reed still on there? Why is Rick Wilson still on there? You know, these accounts exist just to attack the president and his family. So if they're saying that I've done this, you know, give me examples, because I've never threatened anybody. But if I have, then why are they allowing these accounts that are operated by liberals that are doing the same as they're suggesting to continue? To me, that's bias. That's a level of discrimination. And it eats away at my civil rights.
Listen, nobody's going to disagree with you, but here's part of the problem here. You and I both know that they're a public entity, right? That
they are.
A public company that can decide what, how, and when to do, which irritates all of us. I get that. But I was talking to somebody earlier today, and we were talking about these social media outlets like Twitter and Facebook. So first let me beat on us. That means you, me, and the rest of the conservative movement. We've been watching this happen for years. We've been watching them get more and more control. We've been, you know, in your case, you've been banned. I've been banned on Facebook. They've pulled pictures, videos, comments, YouTubes, all the other stuff. And we kept just walking like sheep towards the cliff. We just kept going. And... why didn't we try years ago to change things? Why are we doing it now? How are we going to fix anything now? Where are those guys with the money that need to step up and help us start, you know, another social media, you know, outlet that you can actually make this stuff happen, right? I mean, we did it to ourselves.
Donald Trump Jr., I know you listen to the show because I know he's a fan of yourself and myself. So, you know, throw a little cash this way to start some, you know, conservative social media. But I want to rebuke some conservatives out there, Joe, right now, because I've spent 5 years of my life fighting for their rights on social media. I'm fighting for the president. I'm fighting for democracy and conservatism. And then when I get kicked off, no one cares. And that kind of bothers me, you know. I mean, I'm saying that a little tongue-in-cheek, but where are the conservatives that have been supported by me when this kind of thing occurs?
Well, listen, you've heard me on the show before argue that point. We are really good Facebook warriors. Where are we when our people are out and about and doing things? Where are we when somebody's getting beat up? It was Tammy and I used to talk about this all the time when we first started, what was it, on Facebook? And people would come on there and all the nasty people would come on and start beating it up. And I go, where are our supporters? Where are the people on the right that want to, they don't want to fight. They really don't want to fight. They don't see it. And I don't agree with the line that if you fight them, they come at you harder. Eventually they go away. You know,
I mean, I'm not a legal mind, you know. So I've enlisted some people that are, and they're looking into the possibility of the fact, because it's been alleged several times, not just by myself, but because I am a gay conservative on social media like Twitter, I get treated differently. So from that angle, I might have some legal redress, because it's discrimination, whichever way you look at it. Because if I were a heterosexual liberal doing exactly the same thing, I would have a blue check mark by now, and I'd
have
Twitter's company bathroom.
You'd have two blue check marks. We've got to go for a break. Yeah. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Dana Gibb joins us. He'll be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tell them about the Twinkie. What about the Twinkie?
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, ready to go. No way, Daniel. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
We are back. You're listening to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I always appreciate when you're with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, give me your email address. There's a gazillion things you can do over there. You can also head over to Facebook. There's a live feed there going on as well. And you can you know what? You can speak to people who are smarter than I am. It's really that simple. All right, people, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me, but I also appreciate the time that Xander Gibbs spends with me. He's on with me every week and helps me kick things off, talk about the issues of the day, and is teaching me how not to get kicked off of Twitter. Hey, Xander, how you doing?
That's a pretty sore subject right now, Joe, I have to say.
I can imagine. You know, you get the Twitter thing. Like I said, we were, what are we, banned on Facebook like 8 times in 15 days or something like that? Yeah. It was just nuts. You know, you couldn't find us anywhere on there. And it all started, it's like, you ever watch that movie Beetlejuice? Remember that?
Yes, unfortunately.
Did you, you know, you said his name 3 times, right? Beetlejuice showed up. It's like we said the name Zuckerberg 3 times and bang, we were gone.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh my God, like he showed up right here in the studio. So,
I mean, Tammy touched on an interesting point, you know, during the break when we were talking about if these places would just say, you know, we're a liberal platform, you know, it's just for liberals. I think Twitter would fall apart without the conservatives. I mean, I've even been looking into a whole day of a conservative Twitter blackout, but I don't even know if that would do any good. It's hard to know what to do, but when your civil rights, your right to free speech is being impinged upon, maybe the law needs to change. Maybe our First Amendment right needs to spill into social media too.
Well, when you talk about, you know, our First Amendment rights, you and I have already talked about this before, but it's kind of like it's a real fine slash slippery slope for conservatives to take some stances on some of these things. Again, with Facebook and Twitter, they are privately held companies, privately owned companies. The problem is they've become a monopoly. And when you look at what you know, the government did to AT&T years gone by, they should be able to do the same thing to Facebook and or Twitter.
Yes.
Because they are the only outlet. Now, the other thing with all that, well, the only legitimate outlet, we'll put it that way. But the other thing with that is Google, because Google totally owns the Internet when it comes to advertising.
Right.
You know? And so that could become a monopoly from a standpoint of you can't get outside of their, you know, sphere of influence or sphere of influence if you don't pay them the bucks. Now, somebody told me all Facebook wants is money. I'm not buying it. Are you?
No.
Yeah. I don't think they want our message to get out no matter what.
I mean, I really do. I'm really convinced that people like George Soros, et cetera, are giving money to Twitter and to Facebook in order to create a bias. And I mean, I scratch my head when they suggest that, you know, money was given by Republicans to affect things on Facebook against Hillary Clinton, because I didn't see that. I mean, did you?
No. They can do no wrong. You and I already know this. They can do no wrong. It is amazing. If you could line up, you know, issue by issue, the things that some of their people say and the things that some of our people say.
Right. Yeah. Right?
You'd be shaking your head. I did a whole piece of that on fascism. What true fascism is. When you look at, you know, simple things. You know, when it comes to, I don't know, you know, veganism, right? When it comes to veganism, we have conservatives that are vegans. What do? They go to vegan restaurants. They don't go to meat restaurants. If you want to eat meat,
right,
all right, so be it. That's your headache. You eat meat. If a liberal is a vegan, what do they want? They want to shut down meat restaurants. They want to stop cows from being killed. They want to make sure you don't eat any meat. That's fascism at its finest.
Right. It totally is. But let's face it, isn't liberalism just fascism with cleaner shoes, really? Okay. I mean, I have to say, you know, there are people on social media every day suggesting that the president should be killed. When the president's daughter-in-law, Laura Lee Trump, was pregnant, people were telling her to cut her fetus out because it was a Trump fetus. But no action taken. It's okay to say these things about the first family. But let's face it, if these things had been said about Barack Obama's daughters, quite rightly so, action would have been taken. But I want to know what the difference is. What is the difference?
You already know that. You already know that. So
Go on, Joe. Say it.
No. Here's the difference. Chelsea Manning is going to speak on. Ready for this? Are you sitting down? Got no liquid in your mouth?
No.
Okay. So Chelsea Manning is going to speak on ethics of public service.
Please. How is that even possible?
Why? Because it's the UC of LA in California in Los Angeles. That's how.
Wow.
So, but wait a minute. You know what this shows you? It shows you that what I've been saying for years is true, and that is they use a different dictionary than we do. They are 180 degrees from any meaning that we have known for years that words mean. Ethics from Chelsea Manning. Are we serious?
Well, I think this is the thing. The saving grace of Chelsea Manning, not that I buy into it, is that while this person was in jail, they decided that they happened to be trans. There was no trans stuff before this person went into jail. I'm choosing my words wisely because I don't actually want to offend anybody in the trans community. But this individual has jumped on that bandwagon in order to obtain sympathy, and to even kind of quandary that this person can speak about ethics after what they did. You know, she put people at risk. People died because of the things that she did, and Barack Obama gave her clemency. What does that say about him? What does that say about her? Ethical? Absolutely not.
No, and again, to come back. Now, think about this. Manning went into prison, a male, right, after doing all those things. And then the article says that she asserted her right to medical therapy. Well, why do you get medical therapy when you're in jail? Why would you get any, you know, because it's cruel, unusual punishment to let them stay the way they are. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You don't get special treatment in jail because, you know, especially after committing a crime, as you said, putting people's lives at stake. We've got stories where, you know, people, mass murderers, have gone to jail, then claimed to be trans, and then got the operation. One guy I was upset with, they were going to execute this person a year after.
But that was elective surgery. Gina, that's what I should have done, Joe. I shouldn't have moved to the United Kingdom in order to get the surgery that I needed and the medical help. I should have gone into jail and let the state pay for it. It just really concerns me. So if you're a prisoner now and you're listening to this show, if you want a nose job or you think your ears are a little too pointy, you can claim the same as Chelsea Manning did and say, hey, I want this surgery because it's my right. I mean, what is the difference?
You do know that Manning's running for Senate in Maryland, too, right?
Oh, I heard.
Okay. I mean, seriously, how can you? You've been convicted of a felony. That's number one. Number two is Maryland is, was it Maryland? I think it's Maryland. Maryland is trying to push through a law or bill that would allow kids to self-identify from ethnicity, sex, and even change their names if they so inclined.
I mean, Joe, this week...
It's getting out of control, is it not?
It totally is. This week alone, Joe, I saw stuff on social media where drag queens were going into school to teach kids about speaking out when they have been threatened. Why do we need a drag queen to do that? I have nothing against drag queens. If you want to go to a bar and watch a comedian that happens to be a drag queen, you go for it. But do we actually want these people in our schools talking to our kids? Several alarm bells ring at one time when I read things like that.
Well, it's almost like the lunatics are running the asylum, right? It's kind of like, what do they go to school for? Why? You're exactly right. Why do they need a drag queen? Why? I mean, is this the only person that apparently can get the message off to kindergartners?
Well, you know what it is, don't you? It's because Nancy Pelosi looks like a drag queen, and they think that that's a good example. Clearly. I'm sorry. I had to get one in.
That's the, I know you do. We're going to go for a break to give people time to recoup. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. More with Xander Gibb after the break.
A special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
I'm still waiting for Annette from Nutella to walk in the door. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Zeta Gibb joins us, as he does every week, to kind of help me kick things off and keep things rolling and talk about some of the dumbest things going on. I mean, I love talking about the college stuff, big time, but we're going to forego that because there's one story there I haven't figured out how to cleanly tell, and we'll probably skip it. Anyhow, Xander, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me.
It is a pleasure to join you. Hey, I'm being good.
I know you are. I know. You know, earlier I did a story about, you talk about these snowflakes on college campuses just losing their minds, right? The University of Chicago, there's a large group of kids on campus that no longer want any business economic courses. We don't need them. We don't need any more. And I'm thinking to myself, seriously, you're at a college. Your parents have been able to pay for that college. Why? Probably because they believe in capitalism. They have their own businesses, and they're making money to send you there. Are these kids just morons, or are they privileged? Maybe they're Chicago privileged.
I don't think you can talk about privilege and Chicago in the same sentence anymore because I think that's racist.
Oh.
But I would have to check with the liberal manifesto currently. But you know, the thing is that I'm sick to death of college campuses. I'm sick to death of students, and I'm sick to death of this attitude Sorry, you can't say sick to death either after, you know, directly a week after a shooting because that's bad too. I'm not really sure what I can say anymore, but, you know, when are these students going to just man up?
I don't think you can. He say that? Is that politically?
I don't care.
I don't think so. But no, seriously, you're right. It's getting to the point where you're losing the argument as a microaggression. You're losing the argument as because of, you know, white supremacy. You're losing the argument. You know, we can just do this all day long. And you know what? I was watching how those people talk when they're talking about white supremacy and all that. They fall back to that position. They always sound like they're so educated. They've been so ingrained or into believing that, and they've been taught that so often that they just fall back into it automatically. You know what I mean?
Because what they're doing is they're spewing the kind of, you know, the ideologies of others as their own. And there's nothing hard and fast behind it. Only that they've heard, you know, it's the watered down accounts of other people that they put across there in order to appear intellectual. But Joe, I want to talk about black supremacy. Let's talk about that. You know, there are black supremacists out there in the media, and you know, ham sandwiches are racist now because they're using white bread. Why do we never talk about black supremacy? Why do we never hear about that in the media?
Well, because there is no black supremacy. Don't you know that? They don't get a leg up because they're black. There's no Asian supremacy. There's no Hispanic supremacy. There might be illegal alien supremacy. I don't know. I'm just
yeah, but only in California and Connecticut, I think. and other sanctuary state cities or whatever.
Before we get to the NRA and the shooting, I want to talk about that a little bit in a second here. You know,
yes.
I got this microaggression. I don't even know what you want to call it. It's a microaggression template or how to recognize a true microaggression. And I thought this was interesting. Even the first one, when you look at it, and they try to tell you how to deal with this stuff, right? It says that if you ask the question, where are you from or where were you born? Or if you say things like, you speak English very well, it's because you look like or appear to be an Asian, a Latino, or others who have different looks than Americans or what we're used to as Americans, or they have different names, or they have different dominant cultures about them. And you assume
that's
to be
people
foreign born.
From the Bronx.
But
seriously.
No, but I'm sitting here thinking, okay, if somebody looks to be very Asian, why can't I ask them where their family's from? Because guaranteed dollars, their family ancestry is not from the U.S.
Well, why can't we ask about that? You know, I'm very interested in cultural
bingo
cultural issues. When I was a child, I used to if I saw a black person, I really wanted to know if they were from Nigeria because I have friends that live in Nigeria. You know, that lives close by when I was growing up. So you know, I'm very interested in the Nigerian culture. Why can't I ask about that? Why does that make me a racist to want to know? You know, I want to know whether they've got, you know, Nigerian food to give me, in all honesty. But it's racist to ask about these things, and I don't think it is.
No, I'm looking at it. I agree with you. They say the message they're sending is that you're not a true American, although I didn't even think that until I saw this, right? It also says that if you continue to mispronounce the names of students after students have already corrected you, look, let me give you a little lesson here. There are people around me I've known for 20 years. I still can't get their names right. Okay?
Right.
So this has nothing to do with me blowing you off because you're a different ethnicity or something. You know, white.
No.
Okay?
Joe, so I used to run a course, and I used to have 20 new students on a Monday. And every time there was a name that I couldn't pronounce, I used to call up and find out how to pronounce that name. And there was a girl that came on the course one day, and her name was Sivam Parapalai. That was her first name. So I spent the weekend learning how to say this name, and she came along and she went, "Hey, I'm F." So I spent all that time learning how to say her name, and she just called herself F. So there you go. Why bother?
Listen, I know Asian people who feel like they have tough names, and I'll ask them, what's your real name, right? And they'll tell you, and they go, that's why I use George or Mark or Frank. And they go, well, you know, that's too bad. And you're right, it is a tough name to say. It's a tough name to say. Look at, you know, let's be honest about it. They're native people here from China. They have a problem speaking the language.
Yeah.
People come here from Italy or wherever. They have a problem speaking the language. It's just amazing to me. Back off and just relax. We're not trying to make fun of you. You know?
No, and I think America is very multicultural, and that's one of the things that I love about it. You know, in New York City, you can walk down any street downtown and find, 50 different kinds of restaurants. And no, we're not getting back to food. But I really do like the cultural side of all of this. But surely it just, makes our nation greater. But why can't we ask about it? Why can't we talk about it?
Well, you made me back off the food, but we just did that story the other night. What was it, New York College, I think the head chef was fired for having a barbecue with ribs on Black History Month. He made ribs, which made him a racist, they fired him. What?
It was in honor of.
He was doing it in honor of. Now, listen, I don't know about you, Xander, but I've been to plenty of barbecues where, black people at either their homes or an event or what have you, and there's always ribs there. Does that mean that that's what the black people do? I don't know. I don't care. They're good.
No. Just give me those ribs, and it's that watermelon for dessert. That's what I want to know.
I mean, it's disgusting that you can't talk about anything without being pulled back. I don't want to let the hour finish up without talking a little bit about the shooting and the NRA. You and I were talking about that during the break, and you're exactly right in what you said. I'm not overweight because of McDonald's. I'm overweight because I don't know how to not go past McDonald's. Those kids weren't killed because of the NRA. They were killed because of a medically deranged, a mental mid... don't get me started, right?
The biggest thing that I'm concerned about is that, this guy called Hogg, people are being banned from Twitter for merely disagreeing with David Hogg. And to me, the thing that he's coming out with is actually hogwash. And getting companies to back off from the NRA and not work with the NRA and not offer discounts is absolutely ridiculous. But I'm pleased to see that apparently NRA memberships are up. So big up NRA and NRA TV and anyone that's working with them. And good for you, because I kind of hate all this boycott BS. And when it actually works, the opposite. So every time David Hogg tweets about the NRA, somebody new joined. So that's great. Keep on, David. I don't know who's paying you, but keep on. And your sister is 14. You have to look after her a little better because she's in on it now on TV shows and stuff. She's not learning the script as well as David, but, she's getting there.
You are so not kidding. That makes me crazy. It's funny. God bless those kids for coming out and speaking, the day after and do their speeches and all that. The sad part was these grassroots speeches that were written by the kids, word for word, verbatim, line for line, NRA disses,
Right. I remember that kid said about what's-his-face, can't think what his name is, will you stop taking money from the NRA? Yeah, okay, let's stop politicians taking money from the NRA. I remember the liberals can stop taking money from Planned Parenthood. Is that going to happen?
No. Xander Gibb, we're up against it. They can find you at
XanderGibb.com.
Always easy. You make it way too easy. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll see the real side. A lot more craziness coming up. I mean, some crazy stories on the other side of the break. Did you know that conservative students are being paid by Russia to do what they do? We'll be back and talk about that at the top of the hour.